This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Big data is the thing now, right? It's what advertising is all about, and retail and media and pretty much everything. It's also at Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, a new tool that doctors there are using to predict and hopefully stop child abuse. From KERA, Lauren Silverman reports.
In 2013, more than 1,500 American children died from abuse and neglect. That's the most recent national info available. Last year in Texas, the Department of Family and Protective Services announced 170 children died. It says Tarrant County, which includes Fort Worth, Texas, has one of the highest rates of abuse in the state. That's where Diane Daly goes to work every day. She heads the Center for Prevention of Child Maltreatment at Cook Children's, a hospital in Fort Worth. Daly's been on a mission to train doctors and nurses to recognize the signs of abuse early, like suspicious bruises or marks. But detecting abuse is really hard. That's where something called predictive analytics could be helpful.
This type of technology has been used to predict where shootings would occur and other types of violent crimes, but no one had ever applied it to a domestic violence like child maltreatment before.
Here's what Daly's team did. First, they collected data on things like poverty, domestic violence, and aggravated assault. Then they crunched the numbers using free predictive software invented at Rutgers University in New Jersey. It's called risk terrain modeling. It spit out a forecast for likely locations of child abuse in Fort Worth.
Amazingly, we were able to capture 98% of the cases that occurred in the future.
So the technology identified specific locations in advance, actual blocks in a neighborhood where cases of abuse would occur. Predictive analytics is a huge market. It's part of a big data industry valued at $27 billion a year. And it's only recently that these tools are being put to work by nonprofits and local governments.
We see some positive examples from around the world, in New Zealand, in Allegheny County, in Pennsylvania, in LA County.
UC Berkeley grad student Darian Woods studied how this technology is being used. One success story, Hillsborough County, Florida. After a rash of child homicides there, the government boosted the number of social workers and used predictive analytics to pinpoint the most urgent cases of abuse. Since then, for those under court-ordered protection, the number of child homicides has been zero. Woods warns that could be an anomaly, but that kind of success has caught researchers' attention. Still, even if predictive technology does pan out, there are thorny ethical questions that come with using statistics to judge whether children are safe.
Are we reinforcing racial inequities? Maybe the model might target communities of color more. And so that may lead to more social workers being sent out and more children being taken from homes from those communities.
In Fort Worth, Diane Daly wants to use predictive modeling to target resources, not people.
So what we've decided to do then, knowing where these risk cluster areas are, we've started to work on how can we align prevention services in these areas where the kids need it the most? And how can we bring programs that will address the risk factors that are the most important directly to the place where the children need it the most?
Daly has big plans for this big data experiment. The next step, use the same predictive software to forecast abuse hotspots in the state's largest cities. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.